Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Ari, you're getting into the weekend. A lot to get to this weekend, but we're going to give you the good. Well, also the bad and the dumb, but mostly the good. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day. This one goes out to all you Potterheads out there.
Potterheads, all right.
Potterheads, I believe
I consider myself one.
I was going to say, aren't you a Potterhead?
I did enjoy, when my son was growing up, it was something we shared together, and then I just was like, this is actually pretty good.
I believe you have taken a hit from the Dumbledore pipe,
right?
If you will.
Absolutely.
There's a new quiz show coming to TBS and I believe Cartoon Network. It's going to air like simultaneously at the same time, coming out November 28th. It's only a 4-episode thing, and it's all Harry Potter related.
Oh, I'm kind of curious about how deep that could go.
Yeah, and it's going to pit houses against one another. So you're going to have a team from Gryffindor going up against a team from Slytherin or Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw.
Yeah, how great is that?
Helen Mirren is set to host it, even though she had nothing to ever do with the series or the franchise.
I was going to say, I don't think she was ever in the series, was
she? And that's one of the first things, if you watch the trailers, one of the things that she mentions, like, hey, finally made it to Harry Potter.
Couldn't they just find somebody, like one of the kids who's probably an adult now, like Ginny Weasley?
Yeah,
she's got to be like 35 years old now, right?
Yeah, I know, who was the blonde girl?
The Luna Lovegood.
Luna Lovegood.
Yeah.
I know that she's changed her life.
Or at least that's what they tell me.
There's no shame in being a Potterhead.
Yeah, like maybe she's got nothing to do.
Yeah. No, they tasked Helen Mirren for it. So
yeah.
But it's a 4-part episode. I'm not sure what the ultimate grand prize is. I imagine for these contestants, it's being the smartest Potterhead on the planet.
Right.
Or the U.S., I guess.
I almost feel like if you watch this, you'll be like, oh, okay, apparently I'm not into it that much.
Now, full disclosure, I mainly brought this up so I could talk about myself here. I went to one of those trivia night contests at a bar.
Yes.
That was all Harry Potter. And I was feeling pretty sure of myself. I brought my younger brother with me, who is equally Potterhead as much as I am. And we were feeling very confident about ourselves. And, you know, the first round of questions, we felt really good because, you know, the first round's always the easiest.
Right.
We're like, oh, we got this. You know, 10 more rounds to go. We can handle. And by the time we got to, like, round 3, I was like, dude, I don't even know what they just said.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's what happens in these things. Star Wars. Star Trek. Batman. I mean,
I did a Disney one once, and I thought for sure, like, Disney, come on. I know Disney back and forth, and they're asking questions like, who would know this? You know, a character's name that had no role in the movie at all, in this movie. And, you know, for the Potterheads one, I haven't read all the books, and so a lot of the information comes from reading the books, and a lot of questions were like, you know, you would have to remember what happened in book 4 on page 402.
It sounds like it would be a fun thing to watch, but then a frustrating thing to watch. You're just like, God, Lee, that's, I don't know. Part of the fun of watching like Jeopardy is like knowing the answers.
Knowing the answers.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. That sounds interesting.
It could be fun.
Yeah. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that Alec Baldwin killed a woman.
I saw this, and I asked you immediately as soon as we went on the air.
Yeah.
Before we went on the air, I said, is this true, this prop gun? What is this?
If you haven't heard the story, Alec Baldwin on the set of his the new movie Rust, it's his new movie Rust, he ended up killing cinematographer Halina Hutchins, and he also injured director Joel Souza when his prop gun actually fired when it's not supposed to. Now, you know, I know, like, prop guns are supposed to shoot blanks.
Right.
You know, we've all seen it in movies.
Well, I asked you this. I said, what? So, give me, like, what you think. Because I don't, I don't know if it fires or not.
No, you had brought up Brandon Lee. And what happened with Brandon Lee, and if you guys don't remember the story of Brandon Lee, the son of Bruce Lee, was killed on the set of Crow.
Right.
Many, many years ago. he was a prop gun was fired at him, and a lot of people think, you know, maybe there's controversy, blah 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 blah, conspiracy theories, whatever. But apparently, what happens sometimes, and this is in the case that what happened with Brandon Lee, was that they'll pull the cartridge out for that close up that looks like you know, they're on the bullets are all hollow, right? And right. I mean, they're, you know, there's no like there's no gunpowder in it. But they pull it out, you know, to do that close-up so everyone looks like, oh, look, there's the gun right there. I don't know why they don't just change out the gun, but they put the gun back in and then, you know, they'll do the firing. And apparently a piece of one of the fake bullets got lodged into the firing chamber. And when the blank shot off, it fired that little piece off, and which struck, you know, Brandon Lee and lodged in the spine. And the reason why he died was heart failure and internal bleeding.
Okay, so is this pretty much what happened to this woman, too?
I'm assuming that that's what happened, because yeah. I don't think they bring these guns on set and have real bullets on hand. But I imagine that any show that has bullets, and you know, watch countless movies, you know, they always check the chamber to see how many bullets they have, and then they slap it back into the pistol or whatever it might be, and then, you know, start firing the gun. I have to imagine that maybe this similar thing happened, but it seems kind of weird that a cinematographer and a director hit because they're not on the screen.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
Well. So I don't know if this was like during a rehearsal and the cinematographer was standing there like, you know, you're doing this and then fired the gun. And so, yeah.
Now, for Alec Baldwin,
there's no charges going to be pressed.
Yeah, but he mentally, you got to be thinking, God. Like, it's just going to wreck the rest of your life.
And, here's the deal. I don't know how mentally stable he is. To begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's had a good run since calling his daughter a pig.
right, exactly.
You know, since that moment, I mean, you know, I always remember this. I remember Alec Baldwin from Beetlejuice, and I didn't really think much of him as an actor from Beetlejuice. And it wasn't until he started getting to, like, the Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock that it was like, oh, my God, this guy's career just exploded.
Oh, have you ever seen Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yes. Oh, no.
One of the greatest...
Yeah, but I'm saying
that 5-10 minutes of acting I've ever seen.
But I'm saying him as an actor, it seemed like he didn't really have a niche in Hollywood.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
Until you know he got older and you know started. I mean, 30 Rock. I mean, he just was playing himself. I think. I don't know. And we were knowing him more for you know calling his daughter a pig or playing was that word games or whatever on an airplane and fighting a flight attendant over that. But I got to imagine, I mean, yeah, this has got to be, I don't know. I mean, obviously filming is halted for a while. Maybe it's never picked
him,
up again.
I think it's just going to affect him terribly. Just terribly for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that's terrible. I mean, by the way, I always wanted to own a watch where I go, you like this watch? This watch costs more than your car. I thought that line was great. That's wonderful.
No, it is a fun scene.
What's your name? Blank you, that's my name. Oh, I watched that on YouTube just to watch it again.
Yes.
Just to watch him do that. Where he destroys that sales office, crushes them.
He even parodied himself once, too. Remember
he did
that?
It in the Saturday Night Live, yeah. The
Christmas special.
I love that.
Cookies are for closers.
Second place, a set of steak knives. Third place is you fired. Oh, it's so good. So good. Oh, but that is sad. That's a sad story. Yeah. And what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that the largest candy corn manufacturer in the U.S. was hacked earlier this month.
Oh, does that mean we don't get candy corn this year?
No.
Oh, we got candy
shipping
corn this year.
Shipping will be fine.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. The company that makes the Brock's candy corn, they make a whole bunch of them. They're like, right. They pretty much take care of all the Willy Wonka candies as well, you know, or like the Nerds, the Sweet Tarts, you know, the Boston Baked Beans. And
the Snozzleberries?
I think so. The Gobstoppers.
The Gobstoppers?
You know,
the Wankerdoodles?
You know, so they do make legit candy, but I think it's just funny that hackers hacked the candy corn manufacturer because why not, right?
Why not, yeah.
I mean, they're probably trying to do the world a service.
Probably. Stop that. You know, if but, you could just, by the way, if you could just hit the marshmallow peeps, that would be a real bonus, too.
And just maybe cancel Circus Peanuts forever.
If you could just cancel Circus Peanuts, marshmallow peeps, and candy corn, I think we'll be good.
Because when you hear that, right, you think a judge is really going to punish him? Judge will probably punish him like, hey, you didn't go all the way through with it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You didn't disable it completely.
Oh, too bad.
20 years in jail for not disabling it completely.
Candy corn is one of those things my wife likes. She buys, and then she puts them in bowls, and I'll just grab them, and I'll eat them. And every time I do, I go, why did I do this?
Exactly.
Why am I eating this?
And here's the thing, right? You only buy it in September.
Yeah,
in
totally.
September. I don't even know if you buy them in October because the ones you bought in September are still around in October.
Yeah, I don't think – yeah, it's no other time you buy this. It's like Cadbury cream eggs or Peeps. It's only one time a year you get them. But every time I put any candy corn in my mouth, they go, why am I doing this?
Yeah. This isn't giving me that fix that I wanted.
It's not the fix I want. It's awful. And I just, it's like when people put nuts in a bowl and you just eat them. You're like, I don't even like nuts, but they're just in a bowl.
Yes, but at least that's redeeming.
Yeah, that is redeeming.
You know, it's nuts. You know, you get salty goodness out of nuts. Candy corn, I don't even know what you get.
Awful.
It's just,
there's
wax
no flavor
and sugar
to it. Yeah.
It's just wax and sugar. That's all it is.
It's not like it tastes like anything. It's terrible. Like, if you're going to hack into the candy corn, put some, like, cherry syrup in there or something. I mean, flavor. Maybe a grape or, I don't know, berry flavored or even mint chocolate chip. I don't care. Just give it something other than wax and sugar.
And you know what's
sugar.
Worse? You ever get the variety pack?
Yeah.
The autumn mix.
Oh, the autumn mix is the worst. They come with those pumpkins?
Yeah. Ugh. And I'll grab a pumpkin or two. Ugh. I just do it. I grab the pumpkin
or two.
And you're biting, you're chewing it, and you're like, okay, am I getting the satisfaction because it's chewy?
Yeah, right. You know, is that what I'm doing?
Is that all it is? It's like, you know, that oral fixation that you need at that moment because you're hungry, but you really don't want to pig out like on, you know, crap food. So you just grab like a couple candy corn and feel like, okay, that'll satisfy it, but it really doesn't.
Doesn't really.
I don't know. So, you know, dumbs on the hackers. You could have done the world a service, but you didn't.
You didn't. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is Wake Up Call. Hit us up on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. We're going to talk Atlanta Braves baseball coming up in 15 minutes about this year's team and overall the organization as it's trying to make another push towards a World Series, something they haven't had since 1999. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.